The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
So we sent our reporter Josh Crosby to examine Dublin's transport system, how it's monitored, and to have a look at the operation of traffic lights.
It's getting worse. Like, I work the Free Now app system, and that will send me a job. And navigation wise, I'm only 3 minutes away. Traffic wise, I'm 10 minutes away. The other thing, again, where they're putting in all the cycle lanes, fair enough, keep the cyclists happy, but elderly people can't stop a taxi. It's a lot easier for me to just keep driving than to stop, because inevitably I get a cyclist abusing me or I get a bus driver sounding his horn at me.
Do you cycle often? Do you cycle regularly around Dublin?
Yes. To go to work, to go to the supermarket, to go to the swimming pool. I do at times find it quite scary, like especially in the city. Like, there's often people that walk out in front of you. There's the cars, the buses, the taxis. Like, it's just a lot in the mix.
There, a couple of years ago, here on Dame Street, the lights were out down there. And you know the way normally on a Saturday night, this road is traffic all the way up the top. Well, when them lights were out, there wasn't a bit of traffic on this road the whole day, because it was free flowing the whole day.
So would you like a city with no lights?
Get some roundabouts in.
Different types of road users will have different priorities when it comes to the flow of traffic. Driving a 5 kilometre stretch on Dublin's south side to the River Liffey, I passed through more than 20 sets of traffic lights. I've travelled here to visit the City Council's Traffic Control Centre to see how the team here keeps Dublin moving.
So what this is, it's a large bank of monitor screens where people can observe what the traffic like is throughout the city, and also in some major areas in Dunleary and Fingal.
Dublin's on watch here now. I can see we've the M50 there, O'Connell Street, there's monitors,
yeah, so
over.
There's monitors at all the major sort of sites and any sort of roadworks that are happening. And what the operators are really looking for is sort of delays, particularly delays to public transport. If there's an accident, is there anything that they can do to divert the traffic around? And then also for major events, this weekend, they'll be looking forward to things like Croke Park happening, concerts on, what changes they can make for that.
What's involved with that, trying to manage when you have so many events? Like, what's the plan this weekend to make sure Dublin it keeps on moving?
So which sort of major events for the things that happen this in the same area all the time, we'd have specific plans that we put in place. So in the case of something happening on Croke Park, depending on where the teams are coming from, we'd have different plans to run different traffic lights with giving additional green time, helping people along in different areas so that they can come in for concert. You're looking at the sort of a pre-concert plan, and then afterwards to run the canals out when the concert ends. That's what they would do all day. They spend their time looking at the system and they were looking at what they can do. They can put a plan in, they observe the plan, make sure it works, see if it helps. If it doesn't, they can put a different plan in, and that's what they're looking at. They're looking for accidents and incidents and things that they can change.
Karen Hosey is a senior transportation officer with DCC, and we'll hear more from Karen shortly about the logistics and operations of your standard traffic light. But to hear from someone who examines transport systems from around the world, I spoke a professor in transportation at Trinity College, Brian Caulfield.
One of the things I often say to my students is, in Dublin we don't have real transport problems, we have space problems, in that we don't have the space for everybody to travel into the city in the modes of transport that they might like, and that's why decisions have to be made by Dublin City Council to prioritise more sustainable modes that carry more people.
When it comes to the installation of traffic control measures like your lights and your islands, like, is the current decision making there around where they go and how they operate, like, is that an appropriate model or what do you think would be the best practice?
So in terms of how we manage our traffic in the city, we use a system called SCATS. And SCATS is the Sydney Coordinated Adaptive Traffic System. It's a system that we brought in from Australia. It's a system that's in almost 200 cities across the world. And how this system works is, so if you're walking around the city, you'll see these kind of lines in the road. And what they basically are induction loops. That counts the traffic as it goes right across our city. And then the software makes decisions, obviously guided by Dublin City Council, as to what gets priority.
Many road users, they'll get frustrated when they're sitting in traffic and they keep coming up against continuous sets of lights. Are there other solutions that should be given more consideration? Maybe zebra crossings or mini roundabouts, or should there be a move away from lights in any way? Or
I think in the system that we have in Dublin City Centre, the way we have it and the way we coordinate it using this traffic system, system is probably the best, given the volumes of traffic we currently have. If we were to remove the technology, as I said, I think it would leave us in a much worse place than we currently are.
Back over at Dublin City Council's Traffic Control Centre, it's eye-opening to see the scale of the operation, as the team monitors over 1,000 junctions using more than 300 CCTV cameras. I wanted to find out what goes into the decision-making behind the standard traffic light, who decides where the next one is going, how long they tick green for, and what new technology is on the way.
The planning part of it comes from discussions with the NTA, so in relation to future projects like Bus Connects, and then it will come with TAI in relation to Lewis Junctions, and then the Metro going forward. And also for planning applications, if there's a large planning application, you may need an additional set of pedestrian lights, or you may need signal control out of the estate. In relation to the pedestrian signal, there is a fixed time for every pedestrian signal for your green man, which is 6 seconds for your green man to show. And after that, the time is based on the amber man time, which is based on the distance it is to cross the road. And in Dublin, we give 1 second for every metre to cross the road.
In terms of technology, so the SCAT system's been in use here in Dublin since 1989?
Yes.
Yeah, so it's obviously stood the test of time for you, but is there additional technology being considered, or has AI reduced the workforce in any way? Or?
So SCATs has been in Dublin for a number of years now, but over that time it's been evolving. So basically at each junction you would have detection. So originally you would just have vehicle detection. So in addition to that, over the last number of years, we've installed cycle detection. Then we also have pedestrian detection. What the pedestrian detection does is it detects if a pedestrian is there, they press the button, and if they walk away, it'll cancel the demand for the pedestrian. But if they don't walk away, it'll leave the demand in for the pedestrian. So there's always different technologies that Dublin City Council are trying out in relation to trying to make pedestrians and cyclists wait times less, and also in different projects going forward.
So for anyone listening in their car now, maybe they're commuting, maybe they're stuck in traffic and they're getting frustrated, there are plenty of efforts at play. It's not just about the staff member here monitoring the screen. There's technology. Everything's trying to keep the city moving.
Yeah, everything's trying to keep the city moving, but one thing to remember is in Dublin, we're trying to keep as many people moving as possible. And then obviously the first priority of all of our traffic control is pedestrians, because they are the number one on the traffic symbol. So you're trying to always get pedestrians and cyclists, and then public transport, because that's where the majority of our users are.
From the academic to the operator, there's a raft of measures going into the movement of people through our towns and cities. To hear what road users want to see more of a focus on, I met with Gary Marshall from the Dublin Commuter Coalition.
Whether you're a driver, a cyclist, a walker, taking the bus, everyone suffers when traffic doesn't move freely. So we're big supporters in the Dublin Coalition about the new traffic plan, because we see it as the most sensible way to move everyone around. Some people need to use their cars. We acknowledge that and we support that. But for those people who really need to use it, they will benefit if other people who don't need to use it are using other means.
How does the Irish traffic light system fare?
Well, I think if we people are familiar with travelling to other big European cities, you'll notice that they leverage a lot more on zebra crossings. They're a much more efficient way. I mean, a traffic light system in Dublin costs hundreds and hundreds of thousands to put in, and it's a very over-engineered solution, really. Hopefully, with new legislation that's just come in now, and the councils have guidance that they can install zebra crossings without the need for big flashing orange lights, makes them a lot cheaper. We want to see that rolled out, because that will actually make it more efficient for everyone to get around.
We'll test the waters now. We're going to cross the road here in Balls Bridge, and you can tell me how this model could be improved.
Sure. Well, that was probably...
That was quick. There was no waiting around there.
Unusual waiting, yeah. So a lot of signals don't work this efficiently. There's no other traffic crossing this, so it's easier to manage between the pedestrian.
I know we weren't rushing or we weren't running, but we've literally just come on back onto the curve and it's red then straight away again.
So. And we're on paper two fit young men. So,
on paper, yeah.
that's best case scenario. But again, that's the problem with a lot of signals. It's really aimed, from our perspective, at the drivers in the cars to move traffic through smoothly, because engineers have that in mind. What about people in wheelchairs, people with disabilities, parents with young kids and prams? It's a lot more difficult to get across in the time you get. This is quite a nice example, but a lot of junctions could be greatly improved.
So with major public transport projects on the way, and with more restrictions on the private car also expected, will the flow of traffic be improved? Well, I met with those using different modes of transport to hear what they want for the city.
The two probably biggest contrasting places I lived in The Hague in Holland, which is like built for cyclists. So around every roundabout, you've got a cycle lane. And the cars on the roundabout, they just expect to give way to every cyclist. So that's really different.
If you were to improve the traffic flow of Dublin, you're saying maybe the cycle lanes, the segregated lanes, they should continue further, there should be more...
I feel like they should just make a bit more sense.
They just cut off, yeah?
Just stops randomly.
What's it like driving a motorbike around Dublin?
That's the same as normal. Bikes haven't been affected.
And what could be done to improve the traffic flow, the traffic management of the city?
They're after changing a lot of lanes from two lanes down to one lane. That's not improving it anyway. And it's causing nothing but chaos in the town.
Do you find it's a lot easier to get around on the bike?
Well, that's why I bring the bike now, you know. It's a waste of time bringing a car. I mean, you can be an hour coming down from Houston Station to O'Connell Bridge in a car.
And what would you do with it on two wheels?
You do it in 5 minutes.
I mean, look, I don't know what the numbers are, but... There has to be, somebody mentioned 600,000 people in the city this weekend. We don't have 600,000 taxis, right? And the question all next week, we need more taxis. And lo and behold, there's nothing on at the moment, and I have all the time in the world to sit here and talk to you. The answer is not more taxis. The answer is more buses, more trams, Luas, Dart. And for the sake of the people, I mean, we're a modern city now.
Well, there you go. From Rialto to the Ring's End roundabout, Scats is watching you, our reporter there, Josh Crosby.
5-3 on Watt coming in at 7. It's a sneaky one.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.